I came back at the end of March of 1946, and my wife had remained in Madison during the World War II, living with three other nurses, and she was working at university hospitals. And when I came back, we didn't have any housing. And she found us a room on Gorham Street where we had to share the bath with five other students. And it was not very convenient. However, we were glad to be together. I stopped in shortly after I arrived to visit Don Halverson, the director of university residence halls, and Lee Burns, the associate director, having worked for them in 1942 and had corresponded with them during the war, and I stopped in just to visit. They welcomed me and said, "We'd like to have you go to work right now as the manager of Badger Village." And I said, "Well, I'm really intending to return to graduate school. However, it's at the middle of the semester. I'll talk to my wife and see. We need housing up there." They said, "Well, we'll throw in a two-bedroom house in addition to the salary." I said, "Well, that's attractive. I'll take a look at that and ask my wife." So we decided that she would go back to school because she had 1 year left to get her bachelor's degree, and we'd take the job at Badger, and I would work, and then when she graduated, she'd go back to work, and I'd go back to graduate school. However, it didn't work out that way. At the end of that year, I liked what I was doing, and she was pregnant. And so we decided we'd stay for a while. And I stayed there until we moved to Madison in late 1951.